news, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
Morning from Dan and Dalton, FM Talk 106.5, 7 minutes after 8 o'clock. A few more clouds this morning than we've seen the last couple of days. Yesterday was like on a scale of 1 to 10, it was about a 13, with a high of about 76 degrees and sunny skies.
Hey, Dan, you know the weather doesn't matter anymore. Mardi Gras come and gone. It could storm all day, and we're in the clear.
Hey, but we do have we have a weekend on the way, and some of you might have some free time. You might want to get out and boat or fish or whatever. So anyway, it looks pretty good. Meanwhile, we've talked to a lot of the Senate candidates for the U.S. Senate. Mo Brooks was in studio not long ago. Katie Britt gave us the courtesy of a phone call not long ago as well. But from right here in Mobile, Carla DuPriest joins us in studio.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming on, Carla. And it's not your first time in this studio,
no,
I understand.
Not at all.
You've been on with George Williams, is that right?
Yes, and Pete Ream.
And Pete Ream and his show coming on tonight as well, Common Sense Radio, at 8 o'clock. Well, we're so glad you were able to join us here this morning. And a lot of people in Alabama politics know of you, and you know a lot of the folks there. So
yes.
I guess let's start it off this way. What made you decide you wanted to run for Senate?
Well, good morning, Alabama.
Good morning.
I am Carla DuPriest, the next Republican United States Senator for the great state of Alabama. I'm here because a little girl from Maysville, one of the poorest communities in our city, had a vision that she could stand in the United States Senate and advocate for the poor and the disadvantaged. But she was told that you have to be twice as good, which created in her a desire to learn and to teach. And as an adult, and you need to look at my resume, that she was told that you are not qualified. But I am here this morning with these two gentlemen to tell you that not only am I qualified, but I'm twice as good.
That's awesome. and I know you believe that. And I know that you're not a stranger to Republicans in the state of Alabama, because you have, yourself have been a Republican for decades.
Yes.
And I know that offended you at first when we said it. She was like, don't make me sound old. But we're just trying to make sure that people understand your qualifications.
Yes, thank you, Dan.
So, we were talking earlier during the break about some of your competition, and I don't think it's outrageous to say that there are front runners in this race.
Yes.
Mo Brooks, Katie Britt, Mike Durant have been discussed ad nauseum.
Yes.
Why do you think you have a chance to beat them?
All right. Well, it has been proven across this country, in Congress and in state houses, that candidates such as myself have women and women of color can win, and that's because of the electorate. You, the people of Alabama, going out and showing to the establishment that they don't control your destiny, they don't control your freedom. And we see the poor people in Ukraine that is fighting so passionately for their freedom. And that's a freedom that we as Americans should not take for granted.
You also know a little bit about that freedom as well. I know that you have a son who's now a disabled veteran of war in Afghanistan.
Yes, sir.
Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes. My family and I, we believe in freedom. And our family has a history of participating in democracy and serving in the military. And so that's something that our family lives with on a daily basis, the challenge of having someone that's suffering from PTSD.
Oh, wow.
But it's not only the military, but there are people, even with this COVID, that are dealing with PTSD. And so it's something that our government should stress. And when I'm in the Senate and then back in Washington again, I will not forget you.
We're talking with Carla DuPriest, a Mobilian, running for the Republican Senate primary coming up. I guess it's
May 24.
It's weeks away, right? We're just a couple months out, so it's on the way, and you've been running for a while now.
Yes.
When did your campaign, I guess, start? Has it been a year yet, or when did you know you were going to run for Senate? That could have been a long time ago that you did that.
Well, as Dan so eloquently stated, that I've been in the Republican Party working and expounding conservative values for decades. But I actually had a calling from God that he told me that I was going to be the next Republican United States Senator, and that he wanted me to tell the people to love him and to love each other.
So you've talked about your political background, but a lot of people around here know you from the food background, right? And
absolutely.
And you're a businesswoman as well. So talk some about your business qualifications and your qualifications behind the bar or in the kitchen there. Yeah.
All right. But in addition to my business background here in Mobile, but I've also owned a Sears franchise back in Kansas. So I do. This is not my first business or my first rodeo as in terms of dealing with businesses. But yes, I co-own Chris and Carla's Heavenly Ribs. You don't need teeth to eat them.
That's
in a
great.
Couple of years, that might be coming handy for me.
So why do you think that's important to have to know what business, small business owners go through when you run for a seat like this?
Yes, as I stated initially that when I'm in the Senate and back in Washington again, that I want to advocate for small businesses who account for like 64% of the new jobs and innovation in our country and in the world in terms of employing people. But I want to expound that they have access to resources, that they have access to training in addition to federal and local contracts, which has benefited my family, as you mentioned earlier, Dan.
Yeah, you do your catering business does business actually with troops who are preparing to deploy, correct?
Yes.
At Fort Whiting?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Talk about how you came to take on and believe in conservative values when you are literally, I've read an article where you are surrounded by those who vote Democratic, Democrat, and how you came to the conclusions that you have.
Well, I believe that there are a lot of more people out there, and I have friends that are in business and personal that feel the same way that I do as far as believing in pro-life and low taxes and things that the Republican Party expounds. But there is just tremendous pressure on individuals such as myself to think outside of the box and to be independent. And so sometimes that pressure can be crushing to overcome.
Got it.
But to benefit our country, we definitely have to do what's best for the people of Alabama and the United States.
Speaking of which, one of our big stories this morning is the $100 million federal grant coming back to the port and to build that new terminal at Brooklee. Senator Richard Shelby played maybe the biggest role in that. That's whose seat you're running to fill.
Yes.
I mean, that would be a major part if you were to win this race, is a lot of people back here will say, hey, what's Carla going to do for us? That would be important to you, I'm sure.
Well, as I mentioned earlier during our interview, that not only am I good, but twice as good, that with my business experience, with my experience in the political arena, that I think that we need to get back to when I was in Congress, the two parties working together and doing what is best for the citizens of Alabama and the United States.
We're talking with Carla DuPriest, by the way, who's running for U.S. Senate.
And as far as the two parties working together to get stuff done, I mean, do you think that's attainable? We've been living through a pretty, pretty partisan government here the last, a long time, but it seems to have heightened in the last 5-10 years. Is it possible for Republicans and Democrats in the Senate, to work together and get stuff done?
Yes.
Yeah?
I wouldn't be sitting here if I didn't have hope. And my hope is that the parties will get back to the point that they do what's best for the citizens.
It's like visiting an old neighbor has come by to visit us today. We know a lot of people, a lot of the same people, Carla, and your son, Xavier, I remember as a rather ferocious defensive lineman at UMS, right? He's kind of blushing, if that's possible, in the background, but he was a really good football player. So you're from Mobile, talk about your experiences in Mobile as a woman of color and a Republican, and what you've encountered and what you would like to see. You know, what should the future be for people of color and the Republican Party?
Well, my message and my hope for the people of Alabama and the United States is, I ask you this question. The decisions of today are the consequences of tomorrow. So the person that you're going to elect, it has to be someone that can go to Washington. And it's almost like cats fighting in the dark.
Hmm.
It has been, except it's in the light. We can see it going on. Sometimes it's pretty ugly, too, yeah. Right? Watching the news every night and just the political discussions, the tone seems to be pretty contentious right now. So
yes.
You can help with that, I suppose.
Oh, I'm going to go in there. I'm a fighter, Xavier can attest to.
Yeah. Where can folks find more information about your campaign, Carla?
Okay. We have a website. It's www.CarlaDupriesUSSenate.com.
Very good. Well, it's just a delight to have you on the show this morning, Carla. Xavier, good to see you again, young man. I know he's helping you with the campaign.
Yes.
Very good. And good luck as you visit statewide. I think everybody will be happy to meet with you.
I don't need luck when I got God.
There you go.
Carla Dupriest, running for U.S. Senate, our guest this morning on Mobile Mornings.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And we'll return. Mobile Mornings continues after the break.